Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, brothers, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 44, baby, 44 in the books. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online transformation coach and specialist for men over 40, 50, 60s, and beyond. And I'm helping men improve their health, lose weight, burn belly fat, boost testosterone, get in the best shape of their lives through mindset, through recovery strategies, through nutrition and workouts. And this is the podcast where we share incredible information for you guys, because it's not a lot of places out there for men over 40, 50, 60, and beyond to get specific information. And that's where we come in. That's where I come in. That's where myself, my guests, we're here to help you get in the best shape and health of your lives. And this is episode number 44. And in this episode, I've got my girl, our girl, Dr. Dominika, who today, Dr. Dom, is going to talk about fertility in men over 40. And I say over 40, but I think even in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, specifically in the 30s, when you're really thinking about, you know, conceiving, procreating, because you remember, guys, we're on this earth to provide, to protect, and procreate. So even in our 40s, a lot of us men want kids in our 40s. A lot of us men want kids in our 50s. But we've got to make sure that our fertility levels are high, which means we have to be in great shape. We got to have our testosterone levels high. But there's a lot of things that Dr. Dom and I are going to talk about in this episode that, you know, that have an effect on our fertility and where we're at right now as men in general. How are fertility levels now compared to our fertility levels compared to in the 80s? You know, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn about what things lower our fertility and what things we can do to increase our fertility rate so that we can have super beasts when we do, well, when our wives actually have those kids. So this is going to be a good episode, because a lot of times you don't think of fertility or getting your fertility levels checked until you're ready to have a kid. But that's something we should, because having a high fertility level means that you're in shape. That means you're healthy. That's a vital marker for us men. So even though that we only look at it when we specifically want to procreate, it's something that we need to be looking at more and more. So today we're going to have Dr. Dom, and she's going to hook us up, man. Hook you up, man. Hook me up, man. But before we get the hookups, there's three things I want to share with you. The first thing I want to share with you is, if you're listening to this right now and you're not in the Alpha Brotherhood program, the fitness program, our monthly program where we have monthly workouts, new follow-along workouts, plus now because of COVID-19, because of the pandemic, because of more people are in isolation, because people can't get to the gym or use their fitness centers, I'm hooking everybody up with brand new body weight only. There's a body weight only section now. So now when you join and you don't have dumbbells, because we use a lot of dumbbells and body weight, now you can just do all the body weight workouts. So we'll have 12 months of body weight workouts. So now there's zero excuse. So monthly new workouts, nutrition plan, you're going to get, recovery strategies, sleep strategies. You're going to get a mindset so you can be self-motivated specifically during these times. I do live coaching every single week. We have our Facebook support group of, you know, over 1,000 men in there that are just like from all over the world, who are in their like late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, supporting each other, motivating each other. You know, it's a real good community. You're going to get access to everything on the app. You're going to get access to everything on the website. It's incredible, man. Like, it's just like, it's a no brainer. Like, where can you go to get work? First of all, if you're just a workout person and you're, you know, you like workouts, you're men over 40 or 35, where can you go that you're going to get follow along workouts every single month, brand new, different styles, focusing on different things. But here's the caveat. Everything that we do in the Alpha Brotherhood has everything to do with increasing your testosterone levels naturally. Because when your testosterone levels are high, your body fat's low, you lose weight, you have more energy, your libido's through the roof, your fertility levels are high, your energy levels are high, your confidence better, your libido's better, you lose weight, you have more energy, your all of those health issues start to diminish. You're in the best shape of your life. You get a six pack. I got guys who are 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, who never in their life could ever see their six pack have six packs. So go to over40alpha.com and join it now. Pause this, go to over40alpha.com because you get 30 days free trial. Join the free trial, then come back here and learn about fertility. The other thing I want you to do is what I have everyone do is go to Let's Get Checked and get your testosterone levels checked. In this episode, we talk about how important it is to get your testosterone levels checked, to also get your hormone levels checked, to get other cholesterol. There's other so many different things that we need to get checked so we know where we're at. We need to know where we're at. As soon as you know where we're at, I have the strategy for you. The strategy is going to over40alpha.com. That strategy is going to help with anything naturally that you may be suffering from, but you can only do it by getting it checked first. So we can't get to the gym. It's very hard to get to the gym, or not to the gym, to the doctors. You can't go to the doctors. You don't want to go to the hospital. It's very hard to get appointments right now, specifically just to get your testosterone levels checked or to get your hormones checked. Well, you can do it at the comfort of your own home, brother. If you go to over40shred.com/test kit, T-E-S-T-K-I-T, go to over40shred.com/test kit, over40shred.com/test kit. Use FUNK20 to get 20% off and order it now. Order for, you know what? Just if you're just kind of weary, just go to the very right and order just the testosterone to start with. Right? It's $89 minus 20% off. So it's so cheap. They send it to you. It comes in everything you need. You log in. They'll give you all the steps. You just take your blood. You put it in a little tap here. I know if you're listening to this, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm showing everybody on YouTube in video what I'm doing. And it's super. Then they give you the self-stamped package. You put everything in the package, and then you send it away. Done. Then it comes back to you in a few days through email, and a doctor or a nurse will give you a call and go over your stats with you. Like, that's unbelievable. So do it. Over40shred.com/test kit. Finally, I just launched my vitamin D3 because that is the other thing that we talked about. I've talked about vitamin D3 before. We've talked about nutrients that men are over 40 are low in. Now you're going to learn how vitamin D is going to help with your fertility. But vitamin D helps with our immune system, specifically during these times when this pandemic is sweeping the world. We need to stay as healthy as we can. Men and people in general are deficient in vitamin D. I'm black. I'm a black man. And we are naturally deficient in vitamin D because black people of color, just not even black, just people of color, don't produce as much vitamin D as Caucasians do. So even though everybody's vitamin D deficient, most people are, as a black man, I 100% need to supplement, because guess what? Guess what, people? The only way you're going to get the amount of vitamin D we need is standing outside in the sun, which we should be doing every day anyhow, and supplementation, because you're not going to get a lot from food. So you need to get some vitamin D, and vitamin D3 plus the K2, but vitamin D3 is the highest quality vitamin D plus K2. Come on, man. So go to over40shred.com/vitamin D, over40shred.com/vitamin D. Use code FUNK20, get 20% off, and get your vitamin D today. Now let's talk about fertility with our co-host, Dr. Dom. We are live, people, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. I'm your host, Funk Roberts, and today we've got my co-host. I always call you co-host when you're on because I love when you put your hands on the wheel and drive the podcast with some amazing information. But welcome, Dr. Dominica. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. We're talking about men's fertility. That's an exciting. So it is exciting, right? Because, yeah, talk to me about men's fertility.
Yeah, it's exciting because you know what? The fact of the matter is more men over 40 are deciding to have children. And there's not a whole lot of information for men who are either deciding to have children or are not sure if they want to have children and where they need to be looking to get valuable information regarding their fertility.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now with what, you know, the pandemic happening right now, a lot of people at home, a lot of men are at home with their wives or girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever. And, it could go either way, right? I think it can go either way. Like my wife and I are absolutely loving this because we love being with each other. We have so much fun. We joke around a lot. We hang out with each other. Like we love each other very, very much. We're like literally when people say, "Oh, that's my best friend," like that's literally my best friend. So this is perfect for us. Like we're loving this, right?
Yeah, you're living the high life. Yeah,
loving this, and you know that because of the love and the emotion and the, you know, the fact that we're together, you know, we're doing a lot of good, you know, a lot of things outside of, a lot of things.
Of course.
But on the flip side, there's a lot of couples who are having other issues, you know, like, and I don't want to get into that because that's something different and that's really upsetting. But for the ones that are on this side, there's a lot of time and you can use it wisely.
You can use it wisely, you know, to make COVID babies.
Yeah. And I know that for me when I got married to Angela, because I got married to Angela in my 40s, I think I was 40, actually 41 when we got married. We wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
So I have kids, you know, that are older from when I was younger, but I wanted to have more kids. So we went to the fertility clinic. We, you know, we had to go through all the tests and, you know, my tests were great, which was really, was a relief for me because as an athlete and as a person before, you know, you do a lot of things that you may regret. So when I got the test back, it was great. And then Angela too, but you know, as we're getting older as well, it's a lot tougher for my wife at that time, because this is 10 years ago. We didn't end up having kids, but it was something that definitely wanted to do. And even now, like, I mean, I'm 51 now and I would love to have kids.
Yeah.
Do it. You
know? Yeah. So, you know, you bring up a good point. Like there's, on average, we say that there's about, men's infertility is responsible for about 20 to 30% of infertility cases, and it contributes to about 50% to all cases. So men are the other partner in the fertility context,
right?
And when you actually have a conversation with couples who are trying to conceive, and when you ask them if they think that their health has an impact on their fertility, both parties will vehemently say yes, that health does play an important role. And yet for men, there's very little to no testing done beyond the sperm specimen test. Right. So beyond that, men get very little testing. And what happens is we just kind of jump over the male partner and we go directly to the female partner. And then we just start to do all of these tests on the female partner without actually taking into consideration the role that the male partner is playing in the ability to conceive and carry to term.
Right. Okay, so I have a question.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to fertility, I don't think any man, specifically for me, I don't think we ever think about that. Like, if I gave it a percentage of how many times we think about our fertility,
yeah,
it's probably 2%.
Yeah.
Because we just never think about that unless we're trying to have kids.
Right. Yeah. So I want men to. I don't want fertility to be an afterthought for men. Like, oh, I'm going to think about my fertility once I'm ready to have kids or if we're planning on having kids. I want men to think of their fertility as the fifth vital sign. So when we talk about vital signs, we talk about blood pressure,
yes,
temperature, heart rate, pulse rate. And we will say that weight can be another vital sign, but fertility should be the fifth vital sign.
Right,
because when a man's fertility is optimal, it means his overall health is optimal, okay? And when a man's health is less than optimal, and fertility starts to be affected, we know that a man's health impacts miscarriage risk and fertility, even when the sperm appears healthy on the outside when you do a sperm analysis.
Right.
So you look at it, sperm looks great, but we don't know what's happening under the surface with respect to DNA. And the reason I say this is we know that men who have children over the age of 45, that there's a greater risk for them to have children with mental health and academic problems such as autism, ADHD, learning disabilities, schizophrenia, and that sort of thing. So we do know that when we look at sperm and it looks okay, we can't draw conclusions from that variable alone.
Okay, so you said 40, you said, why does that happen to men over 45? Like, why are most of their children will have some type of a problem? Like, what's...
So, unlike women who have all of their eggs from 5 months in utero, right? And then as soon as they hit, you know, they get closer to menopause, those eggs will inevitably die off. They'll grow older and die off. In men, the production of sperm happens about every 60 to 65 days.
Okay.
So from the moment that sperm gets produced to the moment that it gets ejaculated, we're looking at about 60 days.
Okay.
Okay.
Even if you're working it every day, even if you're masturbating every day, it's still like that.
It's still the same.
So you'll get a whole bunch of sperm. It'll last for 60 days, no matter how many times you do whatever you got to do, sex or masturbation or whatever, and then a new set comes in.
That's right. But okay. you have a new set happening every day.
Right.
But it takes 60 days for full development of sperm.
Okay.
But as we get older, kind of like blood tests, like cholesterol will tend to go up. Men will tend to put weight on. They start to lose muscle mass. Their blood sugar goes up. So as those things are changing, so does their fertility.
Right.
So do the sperm parameters and the quality of the sperm, which is why we say men over the age of 45, it's not necessarily the age itself as much as what's happening with their overall health and lifestyle that's affecting their fertility.
Yes, which I would agree on that 100%. It's and the lifestyle has to do with a lot of things that happen after the age of 40, but can obviously be turned around.
That's
if you
right.
change the lifestyle. Now, obviously the testosterone decreases as you get older. So how does that affect everything when it comes to fertility? I mean, I know that when you have low testosterone, usually your fertility is probably very low as well.
100%. Absolutely. So yeah. Testosterone affects the development of sperm.
Right, of course.
So if you have lower testosterone at baseline, we see a corresponding reduction in both sperm numbers as well as quality and motility, so how well they swim.
Right.
We do know, for example, that men who are overweight and obese, that physically the extra weight increases the temperature of the scrotum.
Right.
So an increased temperature has a negative effect on sperm quality.
Yeah.
There's greater erectile dysfunction. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when men carry extra weight, they have a higher estrogen to testosterone ratio.
Totally.
Right. And the way that the male brain works is that it's not registering testosterone levels, it's registering estrogen levels.
Right.
And so when the brain registers elevated estrogen levels, it sends a signal to the testes to say, we don't need to make any more testosterone.
That's hell for men.
That becomes a vicious cycle.
Right, for sure. Because it's just estrogen, you're estrogen dominant. You know, testosterone's like, all right, well, I guess estrogen has this. I guess I don't have any place in this body anymore.
You know, exactly.
Lies a bit dormant, you know, only a little bit trickles in. And again, the low testosterone and the high estrogen not only is going to affect your fertility, but everything else, right? It's going to affect body weight and, you know, hormones, other hormones as well. So,
and these things can be measured, right? So when we talk about an estrogen to testosterone ratio, we're talking about a ratio of about 10 to 1.
10 right? testosterone to 1 estrogen.
Okay. So these are things that men can have tested. It really all depends. Like if they're looking to conceive soon with their partners, then these are tests that are not being routinely done.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm encouraging men to start having a dialogue, because the fact of the matter is you give men a strategy and they run with it.
Which is, I'm 100% they do, which is, I'm very lucky with that, because I give my guys a strategy and they just said, just tell me, Funk, tell me what I need to do. And they do it. And
exactly.
They get results and they continue to do it. And they continue to do it. It's amazing. So
exactly. Googling things is not a strategy.
No,
asking friends and family is not a strategy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to sit down with a healthcare provider and go through it with a fine tooth comb, looking at everything from BMI to, alcohol intake, marijuana, carbohydrate intake, your nutrient status, in addition to looking at your sperm analysis to get an overall picture of your fertility.
Can we talk a little bit about what lowers your fertility? Like what are some of the, like you were just rhyming off some factors. Can we dive a little bit deeper into each one of those or?
Absolutely. Okay. So let's start with medication.
Okay.
Which medications can lower fertility? Any guesses?
I'm going to say like Advils.
Your Tylenol.
Okay. Tylenol. Okay.
So men who use Tylenol consistently to manage chronic pain.
Yeah.
What that does is 10 to 12 hours, for up to 10 to 12 hours after taking Tylenol, it actually will suppress sperm.
Right.
So there's far less sperm activity. You're producing much less.
That's Advil?
Advil is ibuprofen, so it would be your ibuprofen. Tylenol, acetaminophen.
Okay, so it's just the Tylenol. Okay.
Okay.
That's huge, actually.
So it's one thing that if you're using Tylenol once in a while, it's another thing when you're looking to manage chronic pain conditions.
Okay.
Okay.
This is
so
good, yes.
What we know is that couples who are trying to conceive where the man is using Tylenol long term, sperm count goes down and there's a delay in the time to conceive.
Right,
it just takes longer to conceive.
Right.
Okay. Another thing that we need to be thinking about is the diabetes medication metformin.
Right.
It lowers B12, and B12 can actually, a deficiency in B12 can be damaging to DNA.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So, first of all, if you have diabetes type one or type two, like, cause type one, you get when you're younger pretty much. Right. So how is that going to affect someone?
In type one, you'll still have depending on how well you're managing it, your glucose levels will tend to be a little bit higher than the general population without type one diabetes.
Right. But type two and pre-diabetics,
the problem with type two is the elevated insulin.
Yes. And then and usually people with type two diabetes, or pre-diabetics, they'll jump right to medication as opposed to naturally doing things to help either reverse or manage it.
That's right. And metformin is your first line therapy for diabetes.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So, there's a time and place for medication, and absolutely we want to be reducing, additional risks that come with diabetes.
Totally.
But we want to keep in mind that medications like metformin can affect fertility.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay. Chemotherapy exposure. So men who have gone through cancer treatment, chemo will have a pretty big impact. That's not to say that men cannot have children after chemo, but it is something to consider.
Yes.
And antacids.
Antacids.
So
okay.
the prescription medication for heartburn has been shown to diminish fertility.
Okay. Wow.
Right. And patients tend to be on that type of medication for an extended period of time.
Right. Okay.
We know that cholesterol lowering medication, because cholesterol lowering medication, it's all in its name. It lowers cholesterol, and testosterone is made from cholesterol.
Exactly.
You're lowering essentially the total testosterone in the body.
Exactly.
The body, right.
Yes. Yes.
We also know that antidepressants, specifically selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, so men who take those medications will tend to report feeling, having sexual dysfunction, lowered libido,
right,
so lower sex drive, and even delayed ejaculation.
Right.
And so what happens when there's like a delay in ejaculation, it's kind of like we can, it's akin to say there's, the semen is ready to go, but it's not being ejaculated. It kind of sits around, and because of turbulence, the turbulence can actually damage sperm.
Okay, right, because obviously it's just, everything's just bouncing around, hitting each other.
That's like, right, that's right. And so we know that antidepressants can do that. So those are some of the things that I want men to be thinking about.
Let me ask you something. What about alcohol?
100%.
Yes, okay, I knew it. Alcohol and pot?
And pot. So pot will 100% lower testosterone.
Yeah, 100, for sure.
Right, and we know with respect to alcohol is 4 drinks a week, not a day, a week.
Yeah.
Has an impact on men's fertility. So how well the sperm are swimming.
Yeah.
And how high quality they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and not to mention, I mean, alcohol will reduce the blood flow to the penis.
Yeah.
Right. And so men being able to achieve an erection is a lot more difficult. But the long-term effects of alcohol consumption, which is why I'm glad we're having this conversation during, you know, the time of Corona,
yes,
is because as we're home for extended periods of time, we become a little bit more loose with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing.
And it's really, we need to rein that in. We need to check that because this is not vacation and we don't know how long this is going to go on for. So we cannot develop a new habit.
That's right.
Of consuming alcohol regularly.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. 100%. Like that's one of the things that when I do my challenges or my programs, I always tell them this, you know, the challenge for sure, I always say this is your dry month. You're not drinking anything. And generally after that month happens when no one drinks, they feel way better, right?
Yeah.
Even if they try to introduce it back, it's just like, oh, the ramifications that they have totally, negates them from going back. And then even in my program, the month number one, there's no, you know, no alcohol because we need to get rid of all the things that not only damage your T levels, but also in this conversation, fertility. Because you mentioned something before we went on about like, even if you're not thinking about having a baby, even if that's not even your thought, like I'm 51 now and I'm not going to have a child anymore. You know, like that's, you know, we've got other plans for our lives. So why would I even care about fertility at this moment?
Because your fertility is an aspect of your overall health. So if your fertility is good, it means your overall health is good.
Right.
We can infer from your fertility that your metabolic health is up to snuff, that from a nutritional standpoint, that you are replete.
Okay.
So those are, we want to be thinking about fertility in that regard. Like it's the fifth vital sign.
Right. Now, I guess that's not obviously, because I would never have thought that I would only think of fertility if I was going to conceive.
Have kids. Right. And it's kind of like saying, oh, I don't care about fertility because I'm not planning on having kids anytime soon. It's like saying, I don't care about my heart health because I'm not planning on running a marathon soon.
Right. Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Because you need, exactly.
Right. So like, unless you've been, you know, snipped, there's really no 100% guarantee that, you know, you're not going to conceive with your partner. That being said, you know, things like age and stuff will play a role. But again, I want men to think about fertility as an opportunity to improve their health and to have a dialogue and strategy around how they can improve that.
Okay. So we talked about, you know, what lowers some of the things, the major things that lower your fertility. Weight does too, obviously, right? Like if you're overweight,
that will have
an impact probably.
Yeah. So we talked about just the physical weight will increase temperature as well as the estrogen playing a big role. I also want to talk about I don't know if you encourage any of your listeners or the men in your program to take a multivitamin.
100%. I'm about to launch one in a...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the reason I mention it is there's really good research to have men on a... No, I don't want to scare anybody, but have men on a prenatal.
What?
Which is basically... a prenatal is just a multivitamin.
Okay.
Right? Okay. But the role that vitamins and minerals play in fertility is crucial, right? So a few moments ago, I alluded to B12.
Right, yes.
So both B12 and folic acid are important for DNA replication.
Right.
And they also lower something called homocysteine.
What's that?
So homocysteine is a metabolic byproduct of making the amino acid cysteine in the body.
Okay, right. Okay.
Okay, so yeah. When the body looks to make cysteine, the metabolic byproduct is homocysteine.
Right.
And when we have, and the body naturally, when there's adequate amount of B12 and folic acid, it's able to eliminate homocysteine.
Okay.
In the absence of adequate B12 and folic acid, homocysteine starts to build up in the system. And homocysteine historically has been, an elevated homocysteine has historically been associated with cardiovascular disease risk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so. And now we can extend the elevated homocysteine risk to fertility. The higher a man's homocysteine, the worse off he is from a fertility standpoint because it'll affect his sperm.
Right. Wow, so there's so many, keep going.
There's so many things to think about, and also elevated insulin. So right. In men who have insulin resistance, who are diabetic, elevated insulin will also increase homocysteine.
Wow.
Right, so getting men on a really good multivitamin, cleaning up their diet, lowering yes. carbohydrates, getting them exercising to lower their insulin will right. have a positive impact on that homocysteine, both from a fertility standpoint and a cardiovascular standpoint. So you see, everything is interconnected.
Totally, totally.
If you're inadvertently, if you're improving fertility, you're improving your cardiovascular system and right. vice versa.
Right, right. That's, I love it. I love it. Now, yeah, there's going to be a lot of men out there who want to have babies now, like, you know, even under 40, like, cause like, you know, now I'm getting a lot more men in their late 30s because what, even with, you know, what's happening with the pandemic, I find that there's a lot of men out there who are overweight. They have low testosterone. They're struggling with losing weight, and they may be 35, 40, they're 35, 36. But they don't realize that, you know, the testosterone has the impacts the whole thing. Is, you know, once your testosterone level's high, naturally, then all of these other things are going to fall into place. Everything's going to fall into place,
right.
And you know, get those other hormones at bay. But there are guys who are 35, 40, 45. 50 who want to have babies.
That's right.
Now saying, hey, my wife is itching to have a listen, first of all, I'm going to back up by saying we men who are listening to this right now, we were put on this earth to provide, to protect, and to procreate. Those are the three things, right? We all talk about providing, you know, providing for our families, making sure that everyone's, you know, has food on the table and the roof over their head. You know, and that's kind of your responsibility. Or, you know, you're the one that's going to drive it. What, you know, whether it's you and your wife do it together, it's just kind of like you got to be the person to kind of start the car in regards to providing and then procreate and then protecting. Obviously, you know, you're got to protect your family, got to protect your kingdom, your wife, your family, your kids, yourself. And procreating is huge. I mean, this is how we continue to, you know, our world continues to survive by procreating. But you want to make sure that the person you create is going to be a beast, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you want to make sure that baby's healthy and, you know, right off the bat so that you can start to build on it, on the child. But
exactly. It's like what you do today.
Yeah.
And this, in the sperm, the quality of the sperm that you start producing today over the next 60 days and every decision that you make over the next 60 days will impact that sperm.
Right.
So once that sperm is ejaculated, it'll only be as good as the last 60 days of your health and lifestyle.
Think of it that way, but that's totally it. Yes. That's why it's so important that if you want to have a child, if you're now, okay, so let's get back to what I was asking. So there are guys, 35, 40, 45, 50, whose wives or girlfriends or whomever are saying, hey, let's have a kid. I'm ready. Let's do this. Right.
That's
and they're
right.
like, they're looking at themselves and like, Jesus, man. I'm out of shape. I don't even know if I can last, you know, 5 minutes in bed. Like what do I need to do now that the decision has been made to start to the process of trying to conceive and for my fertility? What are some of the steps I need to take right now?
So I think the first place to start is getting some blood work done, getting the full comprehensive analysis of your metabolic health, of your hormonal health, your nutritional status, so that you know what you're working with and you know exactly where to start to focus your energy.
Right.
Okay, so I've mentioned, you know, getting a baseline testosterone level, both testosterone total and free.
Right.
Okay, checking your fasting insulin and your fasting glucose. Okay. Because here's what's really interesting is fasting insulin is not typically tested in the non-diabetic population.
Right, okay.
Because the diagnostic test for diabetes is glucose.
Right.
But if you actually test for fasting insulin, it can predict development of diabetes 10 to 15 years before it even happens.
Ooh, that's huge.
Right? So we can actually analyze your fasting insulin relative to your fasting glucose to say, you know what, this is not looking good.
Right.
And we've got to bring that down. You are bordering on insulin resistance, and with that come a slew of other health issues.
Totally.
Okay. Number two, after you've got blood testing done and you've got a sense of where to be focusing your energy, you have to start exercising.
Over40alpha.com.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And there's no greater way to do it than to do it in community. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to self-motivate,
yes.
Which is why you join a group who will help. First of all, they'll give you a strategy. You'll know exactly what to do, when to do it, how long to do it for.
Right.
And then you start to get results.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, nutrition. We cannot forget about nutrition. So, and I alluded to the multivitamin a couple of moments ago, but the reason that I say multivitamin is things like B12, folic acid, zinc.
Yes.
Is crucial for sperm count, sperm concentration, and swimming. Sperm is swimming.
Yes.
Right? Selenium is also important because it's a vital antioxidant for sperm development. And then vitamin D.
Great. Vitamin D
is also important. So we see that men who have low sperm count and poor sperm analysis results, when they have a deficient vitamin D level, once you correct it, they see the improvement in all parameters of the sperm analysis.
Pretty much right off the, like that. So if you can just get that started.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you could get the vitamin D started by, you know, getting outside more, you know, vitamin D supplementation, you're going to get some from food, but most of it's got to come from the sun and some supplementation.
That's right.
But once you can start, you know, so, you know, you, that,
and,
yeah.
And here's the caveat is, you start to work on your fertility and you start to just feel better.
Totally. You're going to, like, if you do all those four things, you know, blood work first, so you know where you're starting and you know the strategy, because obviously the doctor or whoever took your blood is going to give you some type of strategy.
And exercise.
Exercise. Beautiful. Yeah. Now you're going to get in shape. You're going to feel better. You're going to improve the heart. You're going to lower your fat levels, body fat levels, et cetera. Nutrition. You're going to start to eat foods that'll help boost your testosterone while keeping the other hormones at bay and getting the micronutrients you need, the antioxidants you need, and then even supplementation on top of that with a multivitamin, with vitamin D, zinc.
Omega-3s,
of course. Wow, yes. Right?
Yeah. And then, of course, we have to be thinking about lifestyle. So we've alluded to alcohol, we've alluded to cannabis use. We don't talk enough about things like cell phones.
Okay.
And so we don't actually see an impact in men that use cell phones. Okay. So there's no correlation there. However, where a man places the cell phone,
right?
So men will tend to wear it in their front pocket.
Yes,
By the testes. So there appears to be a correlation with placement of the cell phone and overall sperm count.
Right.
Get that out of your back pocket, of your front pocket, and put in your back pocket or put in your breast pocket.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it's something we've heard from the time cell phones started. I mean, I've heard that all the time, you know, you got to get it out of the front pocket or, you know, and it's so weird. It's so crazy because when you're young, you feel like you're, listen, in general, men's testosterone levels are the lowest they've ever been. So that's like,
yes.
This is not just a 40, 50, 60-year-old thing. This is a 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old, you know. But when you're younger, you feel like nothing can defeat you. So, and cell phones are specifically for the younger generation. That's everything. For everyone now, it's pretty much everything. Luckily now, because remember back in the day, you'd have the cell phone holder.
Yes.
You put it right on your belt, right, you know what I mean? Like, that was huge. And I heard about the whole, sperm count and stuff. And it was funny because in your like 30s, you would be talking about that amongst your guys. Like, hey man, your sperm count's going to be low. Your sperm count's going to be low. Like, you would joke around.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah, I forgot. Or I don't care about that. And then as you get older, you're not really, I don't even know if guys think, I mean, I never think about that, but that's maybe because I'm not thinking about having kids. But even the way the phones are now, it's kind of like most people just have it in their hands, right? Like, I mean, they just have it in their hand. Like, it's like, the days of putting your cell phone in a pocket, I think it's almost over.
Well, let's hope that that's true. I mean, I always make sure that my husband keeps his cell phone in his back pocket.
Yeah, I have a pouch. I wear a pouch, so I just put mine in the pouch.
But... yeah, and then as soon as he sits down, he pulls it out of his back pocket and he'll put it on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's never, you know, it's never in his front pocket.
Yeah, this is an aside, but yeah, the evolution of how we use cell phones and how we store cell phones has continually changed, you know, like.
But you're making a good point, because the younger generations have had access to cell phones from a much younger age.
Right, right.
Right, whereas we sort of look, like, I didn't have my first cell phone until I was 25.
Right, right.
Right. I mean, I'm aging myself, but all to say is, yeah. So, and the thing is that we know from analyzing sperm samples from infertile men that compared to today, so there were, when they looked at the sperm counts in 1983,
yeah,
the sperm counts were 27 million per mil in 1983, and now they're 4.6 million.
Hold on. So let me just break this down.
So
per man, like when they tested the men that they tested,
yes,
where the average man had 27 million per mil.
Per mil back in the 80s.
In the 80s. Yeah. So 80s. So
and
yeah.
And now it's 4.6 mil.
Oh, that's devastating.
So look at the reduction. So this is when they looked at infertile men in the 80s.
Yeah.
And now infertile men in the 2000s.
Oh, so those were infertile men in the 80s.
This is infertile men. And look at the drastic.
Wow.
They were considered infertile in the 80s with a level of 27 mil. And now we're saying, oh, 27 mil is okay.
Oh, Jesus. That's like seven times less than used to be. And now we're saying it's because we just need to get them there. We just need to get us men to the point where they were infertile back in the 80s. And then we'll work on,
And unlike women, for whom you can prescribe hormones and you can run them through the IVF cycle.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can give men. You can't give men testosterone the way that you can give women estrogen and progesterone.
Right, right.
Right.
I was going to ask that question.
It behooves the man to really take his health into his own hands and seriously, because there really are no other interventions.
The only interventions is the lifestyle that we talked about, lifestyle changes, right? Blood work and then lifestyle changes.
Exactly.
Exercise, nutrition, supplementation. Exercise, nutrition, and supplementation.
That's it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And yet,
it's tough.
It's tough.
And staying away from the fertility killing, things that we talked about, right?
Yeah.
As well, you know, the medication, the alcohol, you know, all that stuff. But I think, you know, most of the times, the balance, when you start to focus on a healthy lifestyle, the rest of the other things kind of wither away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not, all of those other things we talked about, you know, the some of the medications and the alcohol and that sort of thing kind of get pushed aside, because you're now focused on implementing good foods, healthy food, staying away from bad foods, you know, exercising regularly, getting those minerals and vitamins and supplementation in. You got to do some work, guys. You got to do some work.
And again, going back to this period where we're self-isolating, we're spending time indoor at home. I also want to touch on sleep.
Okay. Yes.
I was gonna ask that question. you know, we often talk about insufficient sleep having an impact on our overall health. Mm-hmm. Insufficient sleep has an impact on our fertility as well. But sleeping too much has the same effect on our fertility as not sleeping enough.
Okay.
And so during this pandemic, sticking to a routine where you're sleeping 7-8 hours a night, not more than that, you know, not 9 or more because I don't have to be anywhere, and not sleeping less than that is also equally important.
Right, right. Yeah, 7 to 9 is the sweet spot for all men. That's what I preach, 7 to 9 for testosterone. But, you know, now fertility, it's like a, it's so funny because when I started this whole, you know, progress, I thought my whole preaching, the way I preached at the very beginning, like 3 years ago, when I decided to do the Men Over 40 project, was testosterone, testosterone, testosterone. And I thought, okay, if I start with testosterone, then guys are going to, you know, follow or understand or, you know, oh, really? And I realized that that was not the case at all. In fact, men don't realize that testosterone has to do with weight loss and just all the other things, right? So I had to change my strategy and talk more about weight loss, belly fat loss, energy. And then as they start to come in, it's now, you know, educating them on this is, if you get testosterone here and your other hormones here, that's how you get rid of fat and this and that and all the other things. And it's the same thing with fertility. Like, and the way you do that with testosterone is exercise, sleep, you know, nutrition, which is just a healthy life, but more geared towards men. I feel like the same thing has to be done with fertility. Like you have to be like, you know, if your testosterone levels are, if you're focusing on increasing your testosterone levels, then your fertility levels are going to go up.
Yeah.
You know, that's not 100%. I'm not saying it's 100%, but the lifestyle that you do, that's what's going to happen. I've had men in my over 40 program who've just had kids. Three of them have just had kids who before coming, joining the program, they weren't thinking of having it. Or maybe they were thinking about it, but they were just like, okay, well now, you know, we're, you know, planning, trying to have kids or whatever. And then lo and behold, it's pictures of them holding their new baby. It's like, well, where did that happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause guys also don't openly say, oh, my wife's pregnant. Like, we don't talk like that. We're like, oh yeah, you know, my wife's pregnant. Like that wouldn't even come out of our mouth.
Right.
All right. All of a sudden, like, what, you have a kid? Like that's literally, how many times has that happened to me where I'd be like, what, you just had kids? When did that happen? Oh yeah, my wife was pregnant. You know, so. You didn't say anything. You didn't put anything on Facebook. Like, no. Why would I put anything on Facebook? I'm not the one having the kids. You know what I mean? That's the way guys think.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, so all of a sudden I see these, a baby. I'm like, oh, is that your grandchild? It's like, no, it's my kid, man. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Like, it's like, you know, this health has allowed me now to, and it's not just, once you have that child, once you become fertile and your fertility is, you know, good and strong and your DNA, what you're going to pass on with your DNA is good and strong because your fertility is strong. Then afterwards, when you have your child, you're in shape. You're now you can focus on helping, you know, staying up with your kid. Obviously the first few months are going to be tough because, you know, the kid, you know, your child may have some sleeping, whatever, but, but once they get to, once they can start walking, it's a whole other, it's just, you're nonstop.
You got to have the stamina to run after them.
It's this, it's this. Don't touch this. Don't touch what the, it's that. So you gotta be, on point.
Fun. Tell me, do you talk to your audience about, the impact of, having had concussions on testosterone?
I don't, because most of the guys in my group weren't athletes or fighters.
Okay.
And, that's a great question because I obviously in the past I've worked with hundreds of thousands of fighters.
Yeah.
And that is a massive, So I mean, I've known about that for so long. Like most of the fighters that I see in the UFC, I know their testosterone levels are super low, not just because of the fact that they're taking beating in their heads, but their nutrition, like all of the things that the way they eat, the way they diet, the way they don't get sleep, the way they, you know, train, the overtraining that they're doing, the constant weight up and down in their weight because they have to lose weight. The impact of the punches that they're taking and and concussions. That's just on the fighters. I'm not even talking about football players and hockey players and everything else. But most athletes, and I haven't done a test about this, and I should probably just do a little research search because I'm part of a few of those research journals. It has to be low. 100% has to be low. I can see it. I look at these guys, and I know their T levels are low.
Yeah. So these guys, if a man has had even just one concussion, head injury in his past, that he should be screened and have his hormones tested, because what happens is the blow that's sustained to the head can disrupt the brain's the pituitary gland's ability to actually secrete hormones into circulation.
Right, to start okay, guys, pituitary to testes, that thing's pretty much not even there, or at least it's damaged.
It could be damaged, yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Okay, so we should be asking these questions, and you know, when we ask these questions, men will start to put two and two together and say, you know what, I did. You know, when I was 12 years old, you know, I was, you know, playing soccer, and I got, you know, a sustained head injury.
Right.
And all of those things are really important to screen for.
Right. Yeah. That's probably another topic for us. Concussions and
testosterone. Yeah, we could definitely look at that.
We can definitely look at that.
Because you know what, testosterone typically is not looked at until a man starts to report an inability to achieve an erection.
Right. Right. Yes.
And libido problems, and at that point, it is so far gone that we could have done so many things before that took place to actually reverse or at least support what's going on in the man's body.
1,000,000% that you just said that, because one of the things that I have my men do when they join the program is get their testosterone levels checked. Because I need to show them they need to be able to track. They need to have statistics. They need to be able to see. Okay, so when I joined this program, my testosterone levels were 300, right? Let's just talk. Yeah. And 6 months later, it's now 600. It's like, oh, okay, I get it. And look at my body. Oh, okay, and look at the lifestyle. You know what I mean? But they need to track that. Like them just going willy-nilly trying to lose weight is, sure, that's people do that. But like you said, you know, getting that screen, like they won't think to do testosterone if they're reach 40 and they just feel tired, or they reach 40 and they can't lose weight, or they reach 40 and they feel depressed. Like that's not what they think about. They think about, oh, maybe I need to exercise more and maybe need to cut out carbs or whatever. But there are men who come into my program who said, yes, I got my testosterone levels checked, and the nurse said they were normal, but the reason why is because of my libido. Because that's the common thing when people come in who've had their testosterone levels checked, is because of the libido. It's not because they're feeling. But here's the other thing. I just want to maybe finish off with this because we have a little bit more time left. It's like, you talked about fertility in the 80s and how that was 27,000, right?
27 million.
Okay. And then now it's 4 million.
Yes.
And per mil. And the doctors now are saying, hey, let's get it to 23. That's our goal. I think personally, the same thing's happening with testosterone. I think the normal testosterone levels are so much lower now that a nurse will tell me, but like when I had really low testosterone, that my testosterone levels were normal when they were like 201. Right. Oh, you're normal. Because normal's from 200 to like 800. Like there's massive freaking. So when guys come to me saying, I'm out of shape, I've got this much belly fat, I got man boobs, I got this, but, and I start talking about testosterone, like, well, my nurse just told me my testosterone levels are normal. Like, well, what's normal? You know, 200, you know, 300, even I would even say 400, we can still move that needle way higher.
Yes. So it's important that when you get a result and you want to establish where in terms of percentile it falls within that range.
Right.
So if range is 200 to 800 and you're at 250, Well, you're at less than 25th percentile of the range.
Exactly.
You are within range, but you are on the lower end of range.
Yes, and you're still going to suffer from all the effects that low testosterone has.
Absolutely.
Just because you're 2250 doesn't mean, and I think the same is with the fertility thing. I'm just trying to wrap this. I'm just trying to bring it together. I think the fertility thing is the same thing. Like, even if they get up to 12 million per whatever, you still want to strive for even more than 23.
Exactly.
And you want to strive way beyond that.
That's right. And we know that when men exercise, that per mil increases.
Okay, right.
When they improve their nutrition, the million per mil increases.
Right.
Right. So we have like readily available tools. And because we have like the window for men is 60 days, it's only 2 months.
Right.
So exactly. We actually can start to see changes in real time.
Right.
Drop the alcohol, you start to see sperm parameters improve. Stop smoking marijuana, you start to see the sperm analyses improve.
Right.
All right. Improve your vitamin D, you start to see these things improve. So we have this wonderful opportunity because it's only a 60-day timeline to actually see the changes happen in real time.
Amazing. So for you men out there who are at home, which most of you are.
Yeah, we are all home right now.
And but you're at home and your wife and you are hanging out and you're loving each other and you're like, you know what? I think let's get a COVID baby. Let's have a COVID baby. And you're looking at yourself going, I don't know, man. I don't know. First things first, you're going to go to Let's Get Checked. The link will be somewhere here and you're going to check because Let's Get Checked checks all your hormones, your fertility, everything. They check everything. So you can get it done online because obviously we can't go to the hospital. Once you do that, you're also going to join over40alpha.com, get 30 days for free because I'm going to handle your workouts, your nutrition. I'm going to give you sleep tips and I'm also going to hook you up with supplements. So once you get that test back, you're already going to have a strategy. I'm giving you the strategy.
Yeah, work with Funk because right? He's giving you that strategy.
The strategy is all there to help you boost your fertility, your testosterone, and help you have a healthy, beautiful, bouncing baby.
That's right.
Right? Like you're going to have in 2 months. Can I say that? I just said that.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We're doing 2 months. That's right.
That's amazing. That's incredible. I'm holding the baby after in one of our future podcasts. You're going to have to.
Yeah. And all this work I'm doing, we're having a little boy, right? So these are things that we know, I hope, when he's older, to just download this information to him, right?
So that for sure.
He's in the driver's seat of his health.
Right.
And he's not relegating that power to somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, I tell my son, I teach my son this all the time. Like, I mean, he doesn't have to worry about it right now. Well, I mean, he's got pretty high testosterone levels. I'm sure he's, 23, mm-hmm. but just all the things that can affect it is what I'm always saying. That can affect that, man. That can affect this, like you got to keep doing this, you know what I mean? So the more information we have as fathers and husbands, the more we can, teach our families to keep and stay healthy. And, we got to keep, but it starts with us. We can't just talk the talk. We got to walk the walk as well.
That's right. That's right.
Any last words? We're good?
No, we're good. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much once again for delivering incredible information. If you guys need to connect with Dr. Dominica, how can they connect with you?
They can follow me on Instagram because I love direct messages. So please keep them coming. I've been having some wonderful feedback from the last couple of podcasts that I have recorded. So Dr. Dominica ND on Instagram, you can check me out there and follow me.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.